A former vice president of Qantas is to go to jail for his part in a price-fixing conspiracy involving the airline. Bruce McCaffrey was Qantas's top cargo executive in the US. Now he's become the first person jailed in the United States over the cargo price cartel which he helped the airline run. Mr. McCaffrey pleaded guilty in the district court in Washington, D.C. to plotting with other officials to fix prices on international air cargo shipments between 2000 and 2006. He was sentenced to serve 8 months and pay a fine of $20,000. It's understood that Bruce McCaffrey's punishment would have been much greater, but for a plea deal involving his cooperation with the authorities. Edmund Roy reports.
This is only the first step in what investigators and lawyers argue will be a long and hard process. Bruce McCaffrey is the first person to be jailed, but there may well be others. In January this year, the US Justice Department released the names of six former and serving Qantas executives connected to a global price-fixing scandal. Under a plea agreement with the Justice Department, Peter Frampton, John Cooper, Stephen Cleary, Harold Pang, Desmond Church, and Bruce McCaffrey would not receive immunity from prosecution. This afternoon, Bruce McCaffrey, former vice president for freight in the Americas, began his 8-month sentence in a US prison. It started in early 2005 when officials around the world started investigations into allegations of price fixing of cargo rates among airlines. In February of 2006, dawn raids were conducted on airline offices worldwide, and the magnitude of the conspiracy became apparent. Just about every major airline in the world was involved, some 40 in all. In November last year, Qantas pleaded guilty to charges of fixing cargo rates on international routes to and from the United States and elsewhere, and was fined $61 million. Last month, Japan Airlines pleaded guilty to similar charges, and this week was fined $110 million. Last year, British Airways and Korean Airlines were each fined $300 million for similar offences. In early 2006, class actions began in the United States and Canada, alleging cartel arrangements involving the air freight services of several airlines. And in September that year, Lufthansa agreed to pay $85 million to plaintiffs in the US and $5.3 million to plaintiffs in Canada. By January of 2007, the Australian class action was launched by lead applicant Oske International, a Melbourne-based importer and exporter of ducted vacuum systems and spare parts. Law firm Maurice Blackburn is handling the class action here and alleges that Qantas, Lufthansa, Singapore Airlines, Cathay Pacific, Air New Zealand, Japan Airlines and British Airways formed a cartel to fix fuel, security and war risk surcharges against Australian freight users who were fleeced an estimated $200 million over 7 years. Kim Parker is Maurice Blackburn's major projects principal and has been following the sentencing of Bruce McCaffrey in the US.
Well, it should send them a message, and I think it should send them a very clear signal that it's about time that they approach us and start to talk to us about returning some of those ill-gotten gains back to their customers that have used air freight since the 1st of January 2000. And we hope to hear from them.
Now, you've only had this case going for about a year. How long more do you think Qantas and the various other respondents can keep pushing it?
That's a little bit difficult to try to predict that, but we would hope that we should see some sort of move towards a negotiated settlement in the next few years, given that the conduct has been admitted overseas, and given that the European Commission has laid charges against a number of the airlines, and we understand Qantas is also involved in that, and given that the ACCC seem to have prosecutions just around the corner, I don't expect it will be too much longer before we see some sort of result in Australia.
Kim Parker, even she agrees that's an optimistic estimate. Already the Federal Court of Australia is hearing two separate cases. One initiated by Korean Airlines, aimed at preventing the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission from obtaining documents in relation to its investigations into alleged price fixing. And in April this year, Singapore Airlines also filed similar proceedings against the ACCC in the federal court. Late this afternoon, the ACCC refused to comment on the developments in the US, and Qantas released a statement saying it was cooperating fully with the Department of Justice and will continue to work with all authorities and regulators to resolve these issues.
Edmund Roy.